Kia ora e te whānau. Welcome family to Evening Prayer. Today is Thursday, which means we are sharing communion together. So for this evening, you need to assemble a piece of bread or a cracker, a small glass or cup or something to drink, juice or wine or water for each person in the room taking communion. Parents, it's entirely your decision whether your children take communion or not, so we'll leave that up to you. If you haven't got the bread and drink, please pause the podcast and go to get them, and then come and join us. And so I invite you now, whatever situation you find yourselves in, and whatever cares you are carrying, to turn your thoughts to the Lord. I te whānau, my family in Christ, the Lord is great and most worthy of our praise. Praise and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honour and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen. Our psalm for this evening comes from Psalm 115, verse 9 to 18. All you Israelites, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. House of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. You who fear him, trust in the Lord. He is their help and shield. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless his people Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, small and great alike. May the Lord cause you to flourish, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given to mankind. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to the place of silence. It is we who extol the Lord, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Lord, as the psalmist encourages us, we choose to put our trust in you despite the circumstances and challenges we face in our lives, in our nation, and even around our world. We are reminded this evening that you are our help and our shield. Lord, as the cases of this Delta variant continue to rise in our nation, we take comfort that you remember each one who struggles with the effects of this virus. Whether that struggle is physical, psychological, or emotional, in the midst of our struggles, you promise to bless those who orientate their lives around you. While blessing takes many forms, the psalmist reminds us it is your intention that we, our families, and all of humankind flourish, even in difficult circumstances. So it is to you, the maker of heaven and earth, the one to whom the highest heavens belong, that we look to meet us, comfort us, and bring us peace. We choose to praise you for who you are, despite our challenges. Help our faith grow in the fertile soil of adversity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The reading I've chosen for this evening comes from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in all our distress and persecution, we were encouraged about you because of your faith. For now we really live, since you are standing firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you and return all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for you to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. What strikes me about Paul's words to the Thessalonians is that in difficult circumstances, in distress and suffering persecution, Paul is encouraged by the Thessalonians' faith. There is something about faith in God in challenging and difficult circumstances that encourages and anchors us. Pastor Lee Robertson said, "Faith in God has not saved people from hardships and trials, but it has enabled them to bear tribulations courageously and to emerge victoriously." Faith can flourish in difficult and challenging times. Paul prays that the Thessalonians' faith and love would increase and overflow, that God would strengthen their hearts, that they would be found faithful and blameless. I think Paul would pray the same for us and for all followers of Jesus, no matter what difficult and challenging circumstances we face or what suffering we find ourselves in. As we turn our focus towards Jesus and remember all that he has done for us, we, like Paul, can be encouraged that our faith and love can grow not despite our circumstances, but because of them. Jesus walked through unimaginable suffering and emerged victorious, conquering death and giving us life and hope. It is to that foundation of our faith that we now turn. Since we are coming to communion this evening, let's take a moment to think of the times where we've fallen short of God's goodness and to ask his forgiveness. We'll take a short moment of reflection, and then I'll lead us in prayer. At the end of each prayer, I'll say, "Lord, have mercy." And your response is, "Christ, have mercy." For the times we've taken our eyes off you and allowed our circumstances and difficulties to overwhelm us and distract us from you, Lord, have mercy. For the times we've relied on our own strength and not relied on your great strength and power, Lord, have mercy. For the times we've been less than loving towards others, ungrateful, and even self-absorbed, Lord, have mercy. My friends, the love of the Lord is everlasting. Since he has forgiven us all our sins, forgive others, forgive yourself, and be at peace. And so we come to communion together. I will lead us through using the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. The night Jesus said these words, his disciples had no idea what was ahead of them. No idea of the difficult and challenging circumstances they would face. But Jesus knew what lay ahead of them. Gathering his beloved friends around him, he shared a meal with them. Filled with compassion for their distress, he drew them close. So, whatever you are facing tonight, wherever you are, know that Jesus is with you, that he is drawing us close, holding us together. Can you each take a piece of bread or a cracker and hold it in your hands? This is what Jesus says. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." This is the body of Christ, broken for you and for all those you love. Feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving. Please take and eat. Now could each of you take the cup? Hear what Jesus says. After the supper he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you and for all those you love. Drink freely in the knowledge that Christ died for you, and through this cup you are given the promise of life forever with him. Please take and drink. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words Jesus gave us. Please join with me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace, this night and forever. It has been good to be together. I look forward to praying with you again tomorrow. Ka kite anō.